Our Heavenly Father, we thank you for this another opportunity to give you praise, Lord. We do thank you for your Holy Spirit and for bringing us here today. We thank you for all what you have given us and your blessings towards us, Lord. And we thank you, Lord, that you have instilled in our heart to give you back a portion of what you have given us. And for that, we give you thanks. And we ask that you will use these gifts for your service, Lord, to further your gospel, to bring more people into your kingdom. And for that, we thank you and we give you praise in Jesus' name. Amen.
Praise the Lord. My soul is on hallelujah fire this morning, listening to the wonderful prayer from Minister Spratling and the wonderful music from our choir. Rob, can you turn these on? Spirit of the Lord is in this place. I say the Spirit of the Lord is in this place. My Lord. Feel his presence. Give this choir a great big hand. Thank you so much, choir. Take out a minute in that same spirit. A moment for yourself. I don't know what God has done for you this week. I don't know what you've been through. But I know if you came to church looking for a blessing, then you know the power of the Lord is in this place. Whatever you need God to do, if it's just touch and give me more of you, just lift those hands. Just lift those hands. Just lift those hands all over the building. Just lift those hands. Just lift those hands all over the building. And if you don't mind, can you tell God thank you in your own way? Can you tell God thank you? Can you say, you sure been good to me? You sure been good to me. Out of all of the things I've been through, you don't know what I've been through. I know there's somebody sitting on the road with you. They don't know what you've been through this week. I say, they don't know what you've been through this week. They don't know how many times you cried this week. They don't know how many times you hurt this week. But if you feel the presence of the Lord, receive him now. Receive him now. And in your own way, tell God, Lord, I thank you for what you've done for me. God, I thank you for your presence. God, I thank you for your mercy. God, I thank you for your love. God, I thank you for keeping me. God, I thank you for letting me feel your Holy Spirit. God, I thank you for the Holy Ghost. Thank you, Jesus. Oh, yeah. go to Syracuse. But Lewis, sing a verse of something. Sing it.
Song says, to worship you I live, to worship you I live, I live to worship you. That's simple. Everybody can sing it. Everybody all over the room, just say, to worship you I live, 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 I live to worship you. It's just that simple. Come on, everybody, say, to worship you, say, to worship you I live, to worship you I live, I live to worship you. Come on, everybody, make that declaration this morning. Say, oh, to worship you, to worship you I live, to worship you I live, I live to worship you. Oh, 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 oh. Just say oh to him. Just say oh. Oh.
Ephesians chapter 1. Jesus Christ, by the will of God, to the saints which are at Ephesus, and to the faithful in Christ Jesus, grace be to you, and peace from God our Father, and from the Lord Jesus Christ. Blessed be the God and Father of our Lord Jesus Christ, who has blessed us with all spiritual blessings in heavenly places in Christ. That's enough. Verse 1 says, to the faithful in Christ Jesus. I want to revisit. You may be seated in the presence of God. I want to revisit a text that I looked at some years ago when we got together. And I want to talk about really Ephesians. For those of you who need more text, I would call it the faithful in Jesus Christ. Some names in history we identify immediately. Thank you, ushers. Our young ushers. Give them a hand. Young ushers, thank you so much. Some names in history we just identify with very easily. Names like Paul. His name was originally Saul. Acts chapter 7, verse 58. He was from the tribe of Benjamin, named after the first king of Israel. Saul of Tarsus became Paul, the apostle to the Gentiles. He was called by the Spirit to take the gospel to the Gentiles, And when Paul got the call to take the gospel, he obeyed God. Paul was a prisoner in Rome, and he wanted to share the truths that the Lord had taught him about Christ and the church. As an apostle who is one sent with a commission, he had an obligation to teach them the word of God and to seek to build them up in the faith. Ephesians chapter 4, verses 11 through 12 says, he reckoned it to be a great honor to be, listen, employed by God. How so? As one of the messengers to the sons of men. The key thought in this chapter is, listen, here it is, I want you to get this. It's the wealth of blessings that we have as Christians. That's what this whole book is about. It's about the wealth of blessings that we as Christians have. It's about spiritual blessings that are ours because we are in Christ. Can I tell you something this morning? Being in Christ Jesus is a good place to be. Let me ask you something. That was moving in this building just a few moments ago, that many of us was experiencing, you can only experience that when you are in Christ Jesus. And I want to get away from my notes for a minute, but when you feel that, don't it make you feel rich when you don't have a dime? Don't it make you want to run when nobody is behind you? Doesn't it make you want to cry when nobody is bothering you? And that only happens when you are in Christ Jesus. And here's something for you for free. When you feel him, that's a sure sign that you are in him and he is in you. Just when you know that he is there. Paul informs us that each person of the Godhead has blessed us. God the Father has blessed us today. God the Son has blessed us today. And God the Holy Spirit has blessed us today. He prays that we might understand these blessings and the power can be, and that power can be in our lives. This is one of the Bible's clearest teachings on the Trinity. Chapter 1, verses 1 through 6 teaches us that we are chosen by the Father in the past. Chapter 1, verses 7 through 12 teaches us that we are redeemed by the Son in the present. And chapter 1, verses 13 through 14 teaches us that we are sealed by the Holy Spirit forever. Did you get that? We are chosen by the Father in the past, redeemed by the Son in the present, and sealed by the Holy Spirit in the future, forever. In other words, we are God's children. I mean, for those who are just tore up from the flow up about what's going on in D.C., all I can tell you is we are God's children. I've had so many opportunities to speak and to say my particular feelings about what's going on, and I've learned this if I haven't learned anything else. Whatever you say is wrong. Whatever you say, somebody is mad. Whoever you support, somebody is mad. And I just begin to say, Jesus, keep me near the cross. At the time of salvation, the Holy Spirit, I think this is why, you know, I kind of need my man here today to run. With the way the Spirit of the Lord is in this place today, I think this is what's bothering me, to the point that I could just bust open with tears because the joy of the Lord is my strength and my salvation. And then I feel his presence. And come here. At the time of salvation, the Holy Spirit seals us. I mean, it's like God took us when he saved us. And, you know, mama sent me some grape and some peach and some pear preserves that she had made. And I know from watching her as a child what her process was. She would put the jars in the oven, and she would put the tops in the oven, and she waited for those tops to pop. Somebody know what I'm talking about. And when those tops popped, you never wanted to put a warm top on the jar until that top had been heated and popped. And once you put that top on the jar and sent it there, there was another thing to let you had to wait for another pop. And I remember mama would put those jars and her tops on the jars, and we would be in the back room and you would hear a top go pop. And mama would say, "That one is sealed. Pop, that one is sealed." And every so often you wouldn't hear a pop. Mama would go back and get it and discover that the top didn't get hot enough, didn't get warm enough, wasn't screwed on tight enough. In other words, something happened in the process. But when you've been heated by the Holy Spirit, warmed by the fire of God, he seals us. He identifies us and he guarantees us salvation. You know, I don't know if it's because within the next 3 weeks or so, God let me live, I'll be 53 years old. I don't know if salvation is more important to me now. It seems like it just means more to me now. When I look at how quick this 53 got here, it makes me know that my time is winding up. Say what you want to say. I may have 50 more, but time is winding up. And my brothers and sisters, I don't care what you got. It doesn't matter how many houses you got, how many cars you got, how much retirement you got, how big your bank account is, how many folk like you, how many adjectives and letters are in front of your name and behind your name. If your name is not written in the Lamb's Book of Life, you in trouble. You're not in trouble because Barack is gone, and you're not in trouble because what used to be his home is now Donald Trump's home. You only in trouble if your name is not written in the Lamb's Book of Life. If you have not been sealed and you have not been identified and guaranteed by the Holy Spirit that God has your back, you in trouble. Now, for those of you who can lift your hand, you don't have to lift your hand as long as you know. But for those of you who can lift your hands and say, "I know I am a child of God," you all right. I did read on the news. I heard on the news this morning that something has been repealed already. Your young people that used to buy houses or could buy houses, and I may not be getting it right, but it's going to be more difficult, according to my understanding, for young people to buy houses than it was for us. Let me tell you something. You got your hand in God's hand. You trust the Lord. I ain't trying to tell my business, but when I bought mine, my credit score was so low. Until the bank, the lady pulled up her eyelids at me when she looked at me then. But God gave me everything I needed. It ain't about your credit score. It's about what God has for you. It is for you. And so we got to be sealed. The theme of Ephesians is the church as a living organism. It's the actual body of the living Christ. I'm so thankful to God for what he's teaching even me today. The theme is, it's a living organism, that this is the actual body of the living Christ. And it helps us to understand our personal relationship with Jesus and how to live with our fellow Christians in a nurturing, caring, and ministering relationship. Paul gives us a vision of the church of Jesus Christ. The church is no institution. It's a body. The church is no institution. It's a family. It's a holy. It's a living temple. And I'm glad to be a part of the living body of Jesus Christ. This book helps us not to think of our own churches in institutional terms, like buildings and programs and activities alone. It helps us to see ourselves, one another, people in the community, as living expressions of Jesus Christ, who still expresses his glory in human lives. I mean, church changes for us when we change how we look at church. It's not just the building. It's not just a place for us to gather. It's a place of living expressions of Jesus Christ. And so he writes this letter to the saints, to the holy ones, to those who are set apart for God's use. When the sinner trusts Christ as his Savior, he's taken out of the world and he's placed in Christ Jesus. All Christians must be saints. If you're not saints on earth, then you'll never be a saint in glory. And so he writes to the faithful in Christ Jesus, and he says the saints are persons who are one, pure and holy. The faithful, equivalent to believers in Jesus Christ, denotes our source of strength, our source of life. In other words, like the psalmist says, all of my help comes from the Lord, who made the heavens and who made the earth, who made the baroks and who made the trumps, who made the cattle on 1,000 hills. My help, good God Almighty, my help comes from the Lord. Have I got anybody here this morning who can say, I'm going to be all right? Who am I talking to? Who am I talking to? Who am I talking to this morning who can say, I'm going to be all right? I'm going to be all right. If you take everything, Trump, if you take everything I got, you cannot take my joy. You cannot take my peace. You can't take my love for God and my love for God's children and my love for the joy. I'm going to be all right. So what he has done in verse 1, he says he blessed us. He blessed us. I'm trying to quit. I want to be done. I want it to be done at 12. I'm going to see if I can be done at 5 after 12. He blessed us. Verse 1, chapter 1, verse 3 says he blessed us. I think I'm going to try to quit right there if you help me. He said he blessed us. He blessed us. He blessed us. He blessed us with spiritual things. Let me tell you why people can't take what you got. Because see, this stuff that we got on the streets where we live, that really ain't nothing. Can I get a witness here? Everybody got that. I mean, that stuff that's parked out in the parking lot, that really ain't. Anytime you got something that everybody else got, that ain't no big deal. I said, when you got something that everybody else got, that really ain't no big deal. Because if you take this speaker, I'll get this speaker. You take this suit, I'll get this suit. You take this car, I'll drive this car. You take this suit, I'll wear that hat. That ain't nothing. But let me tell you when you know you got something. When you got something that the world didn't give you. Can I get a witness here? When you got something that the world can't take away. I'm gone when I ask you, am I talking to somebody this morning who can say, I got something that the Republicans can't take from me? I got something that stubborn Democrats can't take from me. I got something that the world can't take from me. Who am I talking to this morning? Who am I talking to this morning? Who am I talking to this morning? Can say, I got something. And let me ask you, somebody say, tell me, what do you have? Tell me, what do you have? Well, it's not what I have. Can I get a witness? It's not what I have, but it's who I am. And I believe you. Can I tell you just who I am? Can I tell you just who I am? I am redeemed. I am redeemed. I am redeemed. And if anybody asks you, can I get a witness? I said, if anybody asks you just who you are, tell them I am redeemed. I am redeemed. I am redeemed. I am redeemed. Come on, put those hands together. Come on, come on. I am redeemed. I am redeemed. I am redeemed. Give him the wave offering. I am redeemed. That's good
news. I am.
Yeah.
Redeemed.
Yes, I am. Who am I
bought
talking to over here? Can say I am redeemed. Who am I talking to?
A pride.
Tribe. Is tribe in the house?
Jesus.
Yeah.
Has changed my whole life.
If you don't mind, grab somebody, hug somebody by that's close to
yourself.
Tell them.
If anybody
asks you,
they ask you just to who I am. Tell him I am redeemed.
That's all right if you want to go and touch somebody else. That's all right. Go touch somebody else. That's all right.
Oh, I am redeemed.
That's all right.
I'm born with a prize.
That's all right if you want to touch somebody. Tell them
Jesus has changed my whole life. Hey, yeah. Oh, if anybody asks
you
just who
we say it just one more time. Oh,
say, I am.
That's all right.
Redeemed.
I'm done preaching, so if you want to love up on somebody and tell them,
born
I'm born
with a price. Jesus has changed.
The church are open.
Oh, if anybody asks you just who I am, oh, tell them I am redeemed.
I believe that there's somebody in today, not sure what you came for, not even sure if you are sure what you came for. But the message of today is, I am redeemed. Let me hear you say, I am redeemed. Jesus has paid the price for me. And if anybody should ask you or be asked about you, ask who you are, you tell them, I'm redeemed. I'm redeemed. If there's someone who will come today to be a member of the Mount Olivet Baptist Church, you can come by letter, candidate for baptism, Christian experience. The doors of the church are open. Good day to come. Tell your neighbor, it's a good day to come. It's a good day to come.
Say, there's another part that says, where there,
the doors are open,
was hate,
the doors of the church are open.
Love now abides.
The doors are open.
Where there was confusion, peace, peace now reigns.
The doors of the church are open. Will there be another one come this morning?
Oh,
the doors are open.
I'm walking.
Walking.
Walking with Jesus.
Jesus.
I'm a child. Child of the King.
The doors of the church are open.
It's all because
the doors are open.
Because I am redeemed.
The doors of the church are open.
Say, I am redeemed.
He's going to be in family care 6. That's Rob Mitchell's